It's Personal Finance Wednesday, and the pandemic has forced a lot of people to reconsider their retirement plans. And joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line is Craig Bullinus, the founding partner and chief executive officer of Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. So, Craig, it's something, I guess, that a lot of people have seen. I guess the pandemic sort of sped up their retirement plans involuntarily, right?
Jim, you're absolutely correct. The pandemic has accelerated so many trends, and one of those trends is a lot of people have retired early, some by choice, others because they were forced into retirement due to job loss. And there's a lot of considerations people need to make when moving into that transition.
What are those considerations?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, the most obvious, which is, am I happy with my current savings balance? Have I accumulated enough money? But it's not enough to simply say, I have X number of dollars in the bank. You know, the average person in their 60s typically has a portfolio value plus or minus 600,000. But you need to figure out how to turn that portfolio value into a stream of income, because, again, retirement is all about income. And one of Americans' major sources of income happens to be Social Security, and having a plan for that is equally important.
Craig, how do we take advantage of what's happening right now, especially with these stimulus payments, to maybe, you know, not only talk about the economy today and buying more things, but looking ahead to our own futures and helping to make those a little more secure?
Well, I think right now is a great opportunity for people to leverage all the benefits they have, whether it was the benefits under the CARES Act, whether it was benefits under the December stimulus payment, this stimulus payment, allocating those dollars into the right savings vehicles. But I think also people should be using this time to quote unquote practice or test drive retirement, because it's not enough just to have money. You have to have something to retire to. I think that's equally as important.
Test drive. Is that like, okay, I know I'm going to get this much money when I retire. I'm going to see if I can actually live on that. Is that a test drive?
That's a part of it. You know, I think the first thing is the economics, the financials, what you just said. You know, is there going to be enough money coming in? So you need to establish what that retirement budget is going to look like and live within it. And then once we move past the financial piece, you need to move into the feel piece. And I challenge people, you know, when we're working and we take vacation, vacation's great. But you're not going to be able to go to a resort 365 days a year when you're retired. So honestly, take a week or two of vacation, burn it, and see what it's like to be at home without that additional intellectual stimulation, and see if you're ready for it. That's the feel portion of test driving retirement.
And then take the money you save on the vacation and put it into your retirement fund. So it's a double win there, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, you know, I think about something that we talk about in the Noon Business Hour all the time. The taxes are so incredibly important. And what I mean by that is when you are doing your retirement plan, make sure you are accounting for all of your federal and, if applicable, state tax liabilities, because you can't out-invest rising taxes. And the concepts of asset location and getting money into that tax-free safety zone, which is the Roth IRA, I think it's mission critical to help ensure that you have a strong foundation going into your retirement years.
Craig Bullinus, who's the founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove, joining us on Personal Finance Wednesday, which is presented by Mesereau Wealth